Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot Sad Foot, your LAFC gateway drug and the only LAFC podcast that barely talks about soccer. I'm Travis Helwig.
I'm Vince LaRosa.
And I'm Darren Miller. Welcome to our preview of LAFC's MLS match versus the Portland Timbers on Saturday, April 13th at 1:45 p.m. at Providence Park in Portland. It's the free match on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV, and it'll also be on Fox. Ever heard of it? And of course, we'll be live streaming our post-game call-in show 10 minutes after the final whistle at youtube.com/@happyfootsadfoot.
Later in the show, we'll follow up last week's excessively dumb trivia game with a new 2024 edition of MLS Player or Pokemon. And of course, we'll have our storylines for the week and make some bets. But first, we just woke up. Give us a fucking minute. It's time for listener-mandated banter. Darren, Vince, how you doing?
Getting through the week. It's Wednesday. We're recording this.
Darren, I was hoping if we didn't say anything that we could just, it would somehow just pass us by. But we're in it now.
Well, we do have an agenda. We're releasing merch. The merch is back.
Oh yeah, something we can actually talk about.
So here's the deal, everyone. Brand new scarves for Patreon members, and these ones are fucking beautiful. We have, I want to say, 15 new items in the store. I don't know exactly the number, but really fucking cool ones. We'll post them. Really cool shows all at happyfootsadfootpod.com. If you're a Patreon member, there's going to be a new 2024 discount code to get your 15% off all the merch. So we'll post that on Patreon. It'll be whenever this episode is out, that post will be pinned to the Patreon. It'll be there all year long. So the old code will no longer work. You have to use this new 2024 code to get 15% off all the merch. But yeah, we do have new Patreon exclusive scarves that sold out so fast last year. So if you want yours, I recommend getting on it.
Yeah. And a lot of the other new stuff is not Patreon member exclusive. So if you're not a member, you can also look at the other stuff and check out what else you might want to get, because there's a lot of cool stuff dropping.
Go ahead, Dick.
Is that 70s like album covered inspired like light blue t-shirt that you put in our chat? Is that one of them?
No, that's not Patreon inspired. That's for everybody. That's gateway for drug shirt. Yeah.
Okay, that one is my favorite.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, that's a good one.
Easily my
the
favorite.
Weird psychedelic, almost looks like it was like drawn on a notebook.
Yeah, it looks like a 70s album cover. Some Hesher kid in high school was like just taking his time with some markers and like had totally missed geography class or whatever, and now has a cool t-shirt.
Yeah, I think we have a sweatshirt of that as well. We have it in a t-shirt and then a sweatshirt of like a psychedelic. It might even be a crew neck. I don't know, but it looks cool. I like that one a lot. And we have Hire Vince merch, which the entire proceeds go to Vince LaRosa. Darren and I don't get a cut. So if you specifically want to fuck me and Darren over buy the higher Vince merch, or if you want to help Vince, that's the other way to frame that.
What that the higher Vince merch, unless there's other designs that I didn't see.
No,
but the higher Vince merch, the design of that is the photo of Travis writing "Higher Vince" in Sharpie on a table that we ate at a restaurant in Columbus the weekend of MLS Cup last year.
I think the day after we lost.
Yeah. So this is also like
legit cool looking design.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks cool.
Yeah. Anything I say is going to be biased here because everyone's going to be like, yeah, you just want our money, Vince. But I'm like, no, look, it's like kind of Keith Haring-esque. It's kind of, it's very interesting.
It's cool.
But also would be very weird to like somehow see one of you on either the Jumbotron and or Apple TV that says "Higher Vince." That would be hilarious.
There's also Atuesta inspired merch, Hollingshead inspired merch, Ilya Sanchez inspired merch, Bawanga inspired merch. We have Vela inspired merch, but we haven't talked about if we're going to put it up or not. Should we wait to see if he signs with the team or not?
Yeah, maybe we wait on that one.
All right. Well,
I don't
wait,
know.
We
part
won't
of me feels like he's
is.
A legend forever, regardless. So, like, but I don't maybe know. It's
it'll
also
be
a good
fun.
Occasion.
Why
to
don't
drop
we release it? We'll release it if we ever sign him. I feel like that's sure. a fun. We got him. We have this. So let's not tell people what
we
it
should
is.
Really,
but it's cool.
When we know for sure whether he will or won't be on the team.
Yes. Yeah,
and if he
sure.
doesn't, we'll either have to jack up the prices or decrease them by serious amounts.
Well, what's funny is like we've lowered the prices enough that we make only like $5 per item at this point. Like we're like the money that's going to Vince, it's only well, because we're also splitting it three ways. So like the money that's going to Vince is around $5 a shirt. When you buy a normal shirt, each of us is getting about $2 from that shirt. So keep that in mind. We're not trying to rip you off. We're making very small amounts of money from it. We just wanted enough that it can, when we split it three ways, we can make a little bit of money on it.
Like a royalty.
Just think of us as like a pusher. Well, this is sort of, I mean, we call it a gateway drug. All right, that's good. We've done an ad. They listened to the ads at the beginning. They listen to us do ads now. Why don't we give them a soccer show?
An ad for ourselves. Let's do it.
A vaguely soccer inspired podcast. How's that?
That's a great review.
If you want to give us a review, that's a good thing to say about our show.
So Darren, why don't you take us away to get us
let's
started?
Do it. All right. Well, I'm a casual LAFC fan, but in a good way. I'm fully invested in the team and would never miss a match, but I'm also fully invested in the overgrowth of responsibilities and everyday obstacles that come with trying to survive as an adult living in Los Angeles. I can catch the matches and buy the merch, but when am I supposed to stay on top of matchups, tactics, injuries, transfers, rumors, and fan drama on Twitter that all play into what you see on the pitch? I gotta help get my kids to school and then work all day and then help get kids to bed and then record this fucking podcast and then go to fucking bed, guys. There's no time. Luckily, my friend Travis, the human LAFC crazy wall, is fully obsessed with LAFC, and more importantly, kind of just doesn't have much else going on, just between us. So every week, I exploit that for my personal gain and yours, and make him explain all the storylines that sit beneath the surface of each week's match so we can all enjoy it so much more in a segment we call Storylines.
Darren, you missed edit the podcast between record the podcast and go to bed. You also edit the podcast.
That's true.
Also,
what am I supposed to do?
There was a point where you were really stringing it together and I could feel it. It was palpable.
Speaking of edit the podcast, I'm going to have to edit that together because it was so hard to get through it.
Well, the audience would never know how many times you edited it together. That's why you're such a good editor, Darren.
That's
they
true.
They can't see the scenes.
Yep. Well, everyone should just know there's a lot of editing involved, especially when I'm the one talking. So there's no time to keep up with what the fuck's going on with this team. So please tell me.
I mean, that's
Darren, Vince, Dince, I come to you this Wednesday evening with some storylines, you know, from the song. You know the song we just heard?
We just heard back there,
from like a minute ago.
And the first storyline of the week is a simple one, and it's this. Just what can we learn from El Tráfico? I don't know if you remember, but last week we played our biggest rivals in the league, the Carson Galaxy, who somehow found a way to both be beaten on the pitch and be beaten by each other in the stands. But luckily, we got our biggest win of the season just a few days ago. We dominated the Galaxy on defense, making their big three of Paintsil, Peck, and Puj look feckless against Ryan Hollingshead's reign of terror. And even our good friend Kike Oliveira played some lockdown D. We didn't talk about that on the postgame, but he played some good defense that game. But outside of the dick goal heard round the world by Timothy Tillman, our offense was pretty not pretty. And in the past, the Galaxy have beaten us many times in El Tráfico despite being a much worse team. And then after the game, go back to looking like their same shitty selves. So I'm curious what will happen to LAFC this week. It's true that we got a victory when we needed one. And without a doubt, LAFC executed their game plan to a T. But we always know that El Tráfico might just be El Tráfico. So Vince, do you think we should think about El Tráfico's as weird anomalies in the season? Or do you think our team can build on the gritty work that we did on Saturday?
You can definitely build on the gritty work. I don't think the strategy, specifically the kind of low block and all-out counter from trapping the other team, is going to be something that LAFC can build on. But I think one of the biggest things I'm going to be looking towards is, like, they created a lot of good chances but didn't finish. And that's kind of what worries me, because that actually has been a theme throughout the season.
Well, wait till you hear storyline two, Vince. Darren, what do you think?
Oh, shit. I bet storyline number two is going to be about finishing. Am I right?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Can't get it.
I don't know, man. I honestly, like, I need this storyline segment. I have no idea how Portland's doing this year.
Well, that's storyline three. We're giving them a table of contents.
This is great.
You could just skip ahead. You know the next two things we're going to talk about.
Well, not now. Now that's the future. I can't skip ahead to the future.
Skip ahead to the ads. Personally, I felt good after last week's match, but I'm not sold that it's a permanent turnaround just yet. A road win in Portland would go a long way to helping me feel a lot better about this rough start. But that said, the game did leave me with quite a few questions about the team, and none more important than the second line of the match, which is this. Both of you, guess what the question is I'm going to ask.
Can they finish?
Can they score a fucking goal?
The second storyline of the match, which is this. Does Denny Bawanga need therapy? We've already spoken about the massive goal-scoring drop-off from Denny Bawanga between last season and this season, but just to really spell it out, through April 10th of this year, Bawanga has scored 3 goals, I believe 2 of which have come from penalties. 3 goals is also the amount of goals that he scored in our first Champions League game last year. In fact, by this time last year, across all competitions, Bawanga had scored 3 goals against Alajuense, 2 goals against the New England Revolution, 1 against FC Dallas, 2 goals against the Whitecaps, and 3 goals against Austin. That's 11 goals before April 8th, or by April 8th. And if we only count MLS regular season games, he still had 6 goals, double what he's had this season, all with Vela as the primary penalty taker at the beginning of the season. But it's not just that his goal scoring hasn't been there yet this season. He doesn't seem like he's got that effortless killer instinct at all in really any of the games this season. Never was that more obvious than this past weekend when he missed a wide open net against Carson that would have iced the game. He was so close to the empty net that it was genuinely more difficult to miss than make that shot. I do honestly think I could have made the shot, and I don't say that lightly. I don't think I'm good at soccer, and I think I could have done that. It was, and it hurts me to say this, a true buke puke. Vince, what do you
of
Bawanga's open net miss? Does it signal something to you about where his head is at?
The focus is definitely, I think you've hit something with the killer instinct. The only plus side I would say is, like, he is still getting very good chances. Like, honestly, the fact that you're getting on very good chances, and then someone like Denny Bawanga that does have a track record of scoring. Now, if he was 19 years old and missing like this, I would be worried. But he has a golden boot in his past. So it really then just boils down to focus. Some of the goals he scored last year were absolute wonder goals, right? And maybe those don't go in different scenarios just because of the goalkeeper or the moment or the fact that he was just really fucking good at that moment. But if he's still getting there and getting on the end of tap-ins, eventually I think it goes in, and hopefully this is a wake up call. Cause again, last season, although he was the Golden Boot winner, he left, I would say, I can think of off the top of my head, three goals on the table that were pretty much sitters. So he is prone for a sitter or two, let alone the fact that he could also hit one from 20 yards out into the upper corner and rip the net off.
I do think if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, he did have an insane pace of goal scoring, like up through League's Cup. And then after that, team sort of figured out that they need to mark this guy a little bit harder. They were never able to lock him down the same way because we had Vela. But like, it really, I do think that he did slow down a little bit as the season went on, but maybe I'm wrong. Darren, when you're in your head, what do you do for self-care?
Oh, I don't know. I'm in my head at all times, and there's no way out. Thank you.
It's a prison.
Me, I make my wife buy me a trip to a 5-star resort in Hawaii. I think everyone should do that if they're having a hard time.
That seems like it would work. If
you're really not struggling, doing self-help stories on Instagram with this kind of stuff,
just like find a wife who makes more money than you and ask her to spend that money. That's like a good way to do it, I think.
You know, knowing me, I maybe could have accomplished the first and then still wouldn't have been able to accomplish the second.
You're like, did we pick the right hotel? The other hotel did have a water slide. This is going to sound like an insult, Darren, but I need to say it to you because it's something I had a thought of earlier this week, which is that J. Cole dissed Kendrick Lamar, and everyone was saying it was a pretty good diss, and then 36 hours later apologized for dissing Kendrick Lamar. And I was like, that's some Darren shit to like put out pretty good work and then to be so in your head for 36 hours that you're like, you know what, never mind, forget it, I didn't mean to do it, I like Kendrick Lamar. Am I wrong that that's some Darren shit to put out an 8 out of 10 and be mad that it's not a 10 out of 10?
Yeah, minus the, like, wasn't there some anti-trans language in there that was, like, worth
apologizing
for?
That was in a different song. Yeah, he okay. didn't even apologize for that. He apologized for the Kendrick diss.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I'm still anti-J. Cole, but I guess I do share that one quality.
I really wish that he had gotten on a mic and been like, guys, there's some things that I said that I really want to apologize, and everyone's like, all right, he's going to do it.
Okay,
and
just like, yeah, and it's I really like Kendrick. Different.
And they're like, bro.
That's sort of what happened. His audience maybe not was anticipating the trans thing, but like the whole thing was, I mean, I've always like thought J. Cole was fine, but the idea that he's the smartest like he's not as smart as he thinks he is, but whatever. This is not here nor there. Okay. Rap beef aside, the truth is I think we will have a better sense of both of those first two storyline questions by the end of our next match, which brings us to our final storyline of the match, which is this. Is Maxime Crépeau mad at me? In back-to-back weekends, LAFC will face former club hero goalkeepers, and this week we face off against our old friend Maxime Crépeau, aka the femur heard round the world. I realize I used the same joke twice. The dick goal heard around the world and the femur heard around the world.
You
but it's
it.
Fine.
You just pulled a Darren. Fine. I thought that was a callback. You truly
that's
did
funny.
The thing that you just made fun of me for doing.
I am the J. Cole now. For those of you who are new to following the team, the 2022 MLS Cup was a moment in which, in extra time, Maxime Crépeau saved a surefire goal by taking out a player in Philadelphia who was on a breakaway, earning himself a red card and shattering his leg so badly he couldn't play soccer for almost a full year. It was, by all accounts, the coolest fucking shit of all time. But he deservedly wanted a raise this offseason after two really good seasons with us. But unfortunately for him, a World Cup winner showed up and offered to do it for half the price. So what the fuck were we going to do about it? Thorrington was like, thanks for the memories, Max. We love Maxime. We will always love Maxime. But it's going to be hard to see him this weekend. I really do love the guy. Portland at this moment is playing some of the worst soccer that they've played as the franchise. In 7 matches played, they have 8 points, which is worse than our 10 points. But honestly, not by that much. They have 2 wins, 2 draws, and 3 losses. They are currently 1-1-1 at home. So not great. But if we are anywhere near as good as we are talented, I think we should, on paper, beat this team even on the road. Vince, who should we watch for on Portland, and how do we match up against them?
Ooh, Portland has a very good attacking front line. They now have Jonathan Rodriguez, who fans might remember from prior to the 2022 season. Everyone was so excited because it was reported that he was going to sign with LAFC, and then he decided to take the bag and go to, I believe, Saudi Arabia or one of those countries. He went there and was like, you know what? I actually don't like this that much, which a lot of people do.
It seems like that's the case.
Yeah, and then went to Club America for like a season and a half, but it now is on Portland. But they do also have some youngsters. Evander's very good. He came from Europe and was a Brazilian player that was like legit playing in Europa League games and scoring goals and assisting goals at a high level. Santi Moreno is a good player. They still somehow have Diego Chara. Like, the man just does not age and like also doesn't get yellow cards despite doing at least 2 to 3 things per game that should get him one. But ultimately,
is he the one whose brother was on the team? Didn't they have brothers on the team?
Yep. Yimmy. I don't, it depends on how you go. I mean, I'm still, so they're both Colombian, and I don't know if it's Yimmy or Jimmy. And the reason why I don't know is not because of him, but it's because I'm convinced that James Rodriguez has pranked us all. And that's not actually how you say his name. It's just James, but we're all walking around saying that's James. And
that's
it's got to be like the silliest thing. And he's been doing it to us since like 2014. But
aren't there brothers on New England too?
Yes, there's Carlos Heel and his brother. Actually, I think it's Nacho. His name is Nacho Heel, which is obviously not his. So his name is probably Ignacio. But the big thing about Portland, other than their attack, is like they clearly just like to attack, which is such something very un-Portland-esque. When they had Giovanni Savarese as their coach for the longest time, they would like literally get 11 guys back and then maybe rely on one counterattack goal. Now they attack well, but they give up goals and a lot of goals, and not just goals, but they give up chances. So this Portland team is one that you can get chances on. So we know we're going to be able to get to Maxime Crepeau, kind of similar how we got to John McCarthy in that Galaxy game. But if Crepeau puts in that type of game that Johnny did, like, it's going to be hard to score on them. So you're going to have to be sharp against this team, but they're going to give up. They're going to get theirs, but they definitely are going to give up big chances on the other end.
Darren, any guess what question I have scripted for you right now?
No. No.
One guess what I would ask you about Portland.
About Portland?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Portland?
Yes, there you go. You got it.
God damn it.
Have you?
No, Travis, I've never been to Portland, but I've always wanted to go. Yeah.
I think you sort of missed its prime. You know, like, it really leaned into what it was for a while, and I don't know. I mean, I haven't been there in a bit, but I went to Portland in like 2012, and it was very Portland. I can only imagine what it is now.
I feel like Portlandia probably did. Yeah, Portlandia probably like pushed on it too hard and the light went out. Maybe it made it fly too close to the sun.
Is it Portland or Seattle where they decriminalized all the drugs? Seattle?
I think Seattle. But
one
Portland,
of the states,
so,
they fully decriminalized all drugs, and it's not going well. As a drug user, I'll say it's not going well.
Right? I mean, I've been to Portland a couple times to go to away games since the pandemic. And Portland did not bounce back well. It's a very interesting town, I'll say that. Cool place. Yeah. I mean, there's cool places and some cool people, but there's also a lot going on in the background that is not allowing them to get back up to what it was when maybe you saw them in 2012.
Yeah, I loved Portland when I visited a few times, but yeah, I have. It seems as if maybe we've missed the boat on Portland. But those of you who are going, you're going to have a great time. I know we got some listeners going. You're going to have a great time. It's a wonderful city, great restaurants, great bars. And maybe you can do drugs and it's not a crime. I'm not sure if that's true or not. Those are the storylines for this week's match. When we come back, we're going to play a fan favorite game.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And we're back. Now it's time for a segment we call MLS Player or Pokemon. Here's how it works. It's pretty simple. I think you get it already. Because Darren is just a casual plastic typical LAFC fan, he doesn't know the name of most MLS players. So I'm going to say a name, and Darren has to tell me if it's the name of an MLS player not on LAFC or the name of the Pokemon. Vince, because you already know shit, you're going to sit this out, okay?
Do you think you would be able to pull this off with also LAFC players on, Darren?
I bet I could get some, LAFC 2 folks in there.
You could sneak one or two by him, right?
Yeah, maybe I should have put, who's the new defender? Yeah, Chanot is a good one.
Kai Kamara is also kind of Pokemon.
Yeah, Kamara. Yeah, or the, who's our backup keeper? I don't even fucking know.
It's Abraham Romero for right now.
Oh, right. Ooh, look
but
at
what's
me.
His name is on LAFC 2, right? There's some
David Ochoa
bubbling that he might pop up. All right, Darren, are you ready? We're going to do dings and buzzes too this time. We'll see how that works.
Love me some dings and buzzes.
And away we go. Corbo?
MLS player.
That's correct. Montreal. Cucho.
MLS player.
That's correct. Columbus. Kubo.
MLS player?
That's correct. Oh, Cincinnati. Cubchu.
Come on. Damn it. Pokemon.
That's correct. Pokemon. Doncor.
Pokemon.
Incorrect. New York Red Bull. Klefki.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to say MLS player.
Incorrect. Pokemon. Ikoba.
I'm sorry. What?
Ikoba.
MLS
player. Can you
player.
Use it in a sentence?
Plays for Portland. We'll see him this weekend. Fennekin.
Oh. Fennekin?
Fennekin.
Pokemon.
Correct. Pokemon. Right. Bunnelby.
What? Pokemon.
Correct. Bunnery.
Pokemon?
Correct. Bunbury.
Pokemon.
Incorrect. Plays for Nashville. Lunala.
MLS player.
Incorrect. It's a Pokemon. Lunatone?
Okay, Pokemon.
Correct. Luna.
My dog. Pokemon.
Plays for Salt Lake. Wrong both Damn. Ways.
Oh, Duty. Diego Luna. Fuck.
Duty.
Duty? Pokemon.
Plays for Montreal. Pupitar.
Please be Pokemon.
That's correct.
All right.
Muck.
Pokemon.
That's correct. Magmar.
Pokemon.
Correct. Magno.
Pokemon?
Plays for NYCFC. Maxo.
Pokemon.
Plays for Colorado. Rando.
That could just be any MLS player.
Yeah. MLS player.
Oh, I meant ding. NYCFC. Oh. Bombito.
MLS player.
Correct. He plays for Colorado. Riccalo. Yeah.
Riccalo?
Riccalo.
Okay. I'm thinking, I'm going to say Pokemon.
Plays for Orlando. Urso.
Pokemon.
Plays for Charlotte. I've said so many that end in O in a row. Dondazzo.
What? MLS player.
It's finally a Pokemon. You got
oh
it.
My God.
When I switched it up, you got it wrong. Esper.
Pokemon.
Correct. Gasper.
What? Fuck. MLS player.
Correct. He plays for Chicago. Victini.
What? Fuck. MLS player.
Pokemon. Veroni.
Pokemon.
Plays for New England. Van Zier.
MLS player.
Designated player for the New York Red Bulls. Snom.
Totally. I knew that. Absolutely. MLS player? No.
Snom,
I know that
Snom
guy.
Is a Pokemon. Blom.
Wait. Oh, fuck. Pokemon.
Incorrect. Plays for St. Louis City.
I don't think I'm even like anywhere near half at this point.
I'm playing some real mind games with this.
You really are.
Pseudo Wudo.
Come on. Fuck. Pokemon.
That's correct. Timu Puki.
Okay. The original and best MLS player. Should correct. Be a Pokemon.
Tapu Buli.
Fuck you.
That's a Greek dish.
Pokemon.
That is correct. And last but not least, Guzzlord.
Neither?
Just time? What I, my Pornhub search, it's a Pokemon.
No way.
Wait,
Guzzlord.
What does it do?
I don't want to know the answer to that question.
Wouldn't you like to know, Vince? That's for the privacy of my own home. I couldn't believe how many patterns I was able to find with like, ending with O's and like
really
Duty,
hard.
Pupitar, and Muck, and Lunala, Lunatone, and Luna, and Bunnelby, Buneary, and Bunbury.
You were able to put together a lot that were like, this is a Pokemon, and then now here's a name that's similar but more ridiculous that's an MLS player.
Snom versus Blom.
That really fucked with me.
A great game. Well, that's our game. You've won, Darren. Congratulations.
There's no possible way that's true.
you were doing great at the top, and then you really fell victim to the mind games. Vince, how many of those would you say you knew? I think you were shaking your heads in the right moments.
I mean, the MLS players I know, so I guess it's easy for me to like kind of single it out. I would say I was like, let's say 80%.
That's why you didn't play the game. It wouldn't have been fun. When we come back, although maybe it would have been fun because it would have been cool when you got it wrong.
I guess Vince would be the Guzzlord.
Wow.
Guzzlord himself. We all have nicknames on the show, Vince. I guess you're the Guzzlord. When we come back, we're going to make some bets.
And we're back. Now it's time for a segment called Bet It and Forget It.
Bet It and Forget It.
Forget it, forget it, forget it. Every week we end the show with a bet for this week's game. We make an outlandish prediction, something that almost definitely will not happen, but could. Each week, Travis and I put up $5. If no one hits, the money rolls over to the next week. Eventually, by the time someone's weird prediction comes true, they might win a good chunk of change. None of our bets cashed last week, as usual. Usual. So our bet pool for this week is $80. We're getting up there. This is real money. We now probably stand to gain more from Bet It and Forget It than from Patreon.
Than the merch. Okay. My bet last week was a howler from John McCarthy. We got the opposite. A great game for John McCarthy. But my bet this week, I'm very confident in. I think this is going to be really, really good. And my bet is this. Two players on LAFC will have a brace. One of them will be Denny Bawanga. So 4 goals at minimum. One of them with 2 goals is Denny Bawanga. It will also count if Denny Bawanga gets more than 2 goals, as long as someone else also gets a brace. So the 2 people have to get 2 goals in this game. That's my bet.
Okay.
And one is Denny Bawanga.
Yes. Wow.
I don't remember what mine was last week, so that was definitely a bet it and forget it.
You did forget it.
In honor of my fantasy.
Oh, yours was that Carlos Vela would be the Falconer.
Gareth Bale.
It was Gareth Bale. Pretty close.
Very close.
That's pretty close. In honor of my fantasy stud, Timothy Tillman scoring yet another goal. And in the fashion that he scored a goal, I'm going to go with the opposite. And a player will score a goal with their butt.
Whoa, butt goal. Butt goal. Fart goal.
But cool. And I'll even go this far and say that it has to be a goal for his own team. Because I feel like you get a pretty easy butt own goal.
It's simpler as an own goal.
Yeah.
Great.
But I mean, a butt goal for... So like, let's say Tillman was so... He's already done the dick goal. Let's say he gets another one where it's a tap in and he just decides to spin around and hit it in with his butt. That will count for me.
I'm going to also say... It should be backside, because if someone gets like pushed over and it hits off their back, I think we should still count that because it's still crazy. That doesn't happen.
we'll say fair. General area. Like if it gets a little bit of cheek plus upper back, lower back, still calling that a butt goal.
Great. Love that one.
My bet, I'm going to call this the Ryan Hollingshead head goal, which means it's Ryan Hollingshead and he has to score off a header and he has to do the mustache celebration.
Mm. So it's
Holland's which is also part of your head
with his head, and he does the mustache celebration. So it's a three-parter. It's a parlay.
It's just an opportunity for me to feel like I like got so close and fails. Like it's just to piss myself off.
Well, we shall see. I think that one, you know, has a, of the three of ours, easily the best chance of happening.
Really? Portland gives up a lot of chances, and also, like the Galaxy, not very good on set pieces. So if LAFC, it's another good way for LAFC to open the door with scoring set pieces. So, hey, Hollingshead header or Timmy, don't let me down, butt goal.
Or
all right,
two goals and two goals, which is less sexy than yours. And if you like Ryan Hollingshead's mustache, as we end the show, let me remind you, we've got some Ryan Hollingshead mustache merch at happyfootsadfootpod.com. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you get 15% off. Honestly, if you're going to buy two things of merch and you're not a Patreon subscriber, the $5 that you pay for the month on Patreon, you could just use the 15% discount and you'll make your money. You'll save more money than if you bought the two pieces of merch doing that, and then just cancel. It doesn't matter.
Like, I know
the goal is
to
trap you, but I don't care. Yeah. Whatever.
It'll also drive us wild wondering, why are so many people signing up and then canceling? What are we doing wrong? Because we'll forget that we said this.
Well, they really hated our Portland episode.
It's tough out there. You got to do what you got to do.
I'm really proud of this year's merch. Like, I mean, we'll do more over the course of the year, but we wanted to do a refresher. The design looks great. We've got some Frenchman Flip stuff. We got some Ilya makes the right choice or the smart choice merch. We got some good stuff in there. I want everyone to go check it out. Even if you're not going to buy it, I'm proud of a lot of that, the design stuff. But that's our show. Our theme music is done by the insane team of James Valentine, Nate Walcott, and Louis Palmer. You could subscribe to our YouTube channel where all episodes and clips are available in video form at youtube.com/@happyfootsadfoot. You could review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, a thing I haven't posted to, I think, since 2023. And if you made it this far into the episode, chances are you're enjoying the show or you've heard me say this multiple times and not signed up. If that's true and you want to show your support, please consider becoming a friend of the foot at $5 a month. The only way you can get one of those beautiful scarves, limited edition. I think we only have 40 available in the store. They went so fast last year, I was worried they wouldn't sell. And we have more listeners now. So if you want one, be a Patreon. Go get a scarf. There's a link in the Patreon page to get your exclusive merch. It'll be in the same pinned post that has the 15% off code that you can use. $5 a month at patreon.com/happyfootsadfoot. Any support really goes a long way to keep this show going and this community growing. Thanks again, and we'll see you in Portland, baby. I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Vince, I need to know.
I just had a funny merch idea.
What is it?
We do Darren's headshot, Vince's headshot, Dince. Somebody melds our faces.
Merge them together.
It's not a good looking t-shirt, but someone make it.
I thought you were going to say I love you, bye, which is, we could maybe do something.
Oh, that's a good one. Bye. I love you, bye.
I feel like it's more fun to make.
And then on the back, it says Vince, say it.
Yeah, Vince, fucking say it. No, my instinct is that people want team inspired merch because you could wear it to games or whatever. But if you have specific podcast inspired merch that you want, it doesn't cost us anything to put it up. So if you want anything, we can get it up there.
I was going to say also, like, if you're a patron and you like a design but want it on like a different product or something, like if you have a request, if you're
it's
on
easy
the Patreon, we can field a request.
Good thing we put this at the end of the episode where everyone definitely has already turned off the show. If you haven't, say in the comments of the Patreon post, Snom versus Blom. That's the code, Snom versus Blom, or Poopitar. All right, well, that's our show. Goodbye, everybody.
I love you, bye.
I love you, bye. Vince?
Not yet.
Oh, Vince, how do you feel about the listeners?
They're okay.
Haven't gotten him a job. He's not wrong. Okay, bye.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.